APR political commentator Steve Flowers introduced us to Frank Johnson last week. The Winston County man went on to become a federal judge and a high-profile champion of the civil rights movement. Today, Steve has more on how Judge Johnson gained his iconic status.
Folks, Judge Frank M. Johnson, Jr. was a leading judge for handing down civil rights decrees throughout the nation for his 24 years as a middle district judge in Alabama. Judge Johnson had graduated at the top of his class at law school. He then distinguished himself during World War II as a U.S. Army officer. He was wounded in the Normandy invasion and received numerous decorations, including the Purple Heart. Upon completing his military service in 1946, Johnson returned home to Winston County. He settled in where he co-founded a law firm. Although the Democratic Party dominated Southern politics at that time, Johnson became active in the Republican Party. In 1952, Johnson worked as a state manager for the presidential campaign of Republican Dwight Eisenhower. After Eisenhower became president, he awarded Johnson with the post of U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama. And in 1955, Eisenhower named Johnson as a district judge for the Middle District of Alabama. He was only 37 years old and was the youngest federal judge in the country. Shortly after taking his seat on the bench, Johnson became involved in a formative event of the civil rights movement. Rosa Parks was arrested for violating a Montgomery ordinance requiring racial segregation on the city's buses. In response, the African-American community organized a boycott of the Montgomery bus system and nominated Reverend Martin Luther King as its leader. In Johnson's federal court, he cited U.S. Supreme Court reasoning in Brown versus Board of Education and ruled that the Montgomery Ordinance violated the Due Process and Equal Protection Clauses of the 14th Amendment. This ruling was the first of many by Johnson in which he eliminated racial segregation in public accommodations such as parks, libraries, bus stations, and airports during the 1950s and 1960s. In many instances, Johnson's decisions were the first of their kind, earning him a national reputation as a firm defender of civil rights. Johnson's rulings in support of integration often put him at odds with his old law school classmate, George Wallace. In 1959, Wallace was a state circuit judge when a federal commission began investigating discrimination against black voters in Alabama. Johnson ordered all voting records to be turned over to the federal officials. George Wallace angrily announced that he'd personally keep these records from the prying eyes of national officials. And Judge Johnson quickly responded by threatening to put Wallace in jail for contempt of court. Hoping to avoid a long jail sentence, Wallace met privately with Johnson. But Johnson made it clear that if Wallace didn't turn over those records, he'd be sent to jail for as long as possible. It was the last time the two men would ever speak privately. In the end, Wallace distributed the records to members of the grand jury and then quickly suggested that they give the records to federal investigators. Out of the other side of his mouth, Wallace publicly declared that he had defied the court order. In 1963, after Wallace became governor, Johnson and Wallace were clashing again over the issue of desegregation. Wallace's blatant attempt to defy the law came to a clash in 1965. Wallace and Johnson went to war over the 1965 Selma to Montgomery March for Civil Rights. After Wallace stopped the march, Johnson issued a court order allowing it to proceed. That march was credited with sparking passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Judge Johnson retired to senior status in 1991. He received many honors and awards. And the federal courthouse in Montgomery is now named in his honor. Judge Johnson died in 1999.
Thank y'all for listening.